This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. True statement right here. I actually have no idea what the official return to office plan is for Marketplace. Timing? Who's coming back? Where they will all be in the 20,000 or so square feet of office space that for much of the past year hasn't had more than three people in it at any one time. So there is, you know, uncertainty, and it's not possible that we are the only ones without a clue. But there is a bigger picture thing here as well. Not being in the same place with all of your coworkers, love them or don't, has done something to corporate culture. And a lot of bosses are thinking about how to get it back when and if we all do go back. Marketplace's Bree Beneshore has that one.
It's a typical midweek Zoom meeting at the Hand in Hand Soap Company.
I'm in Nashville. We're from all over. Arnie's in PA. Chris, you're in North Carolina.
That is Julie Atwood, the chief operating officer. There's also a green-winged macaw named Zoe, who makes periodic appearances.
Zoe's chatty today.
Everyone's been remote because of the pandemic, but now everyone's going to stay remote.
We have since decided to remain an entirely virtual company.
There is no office anymore. That's made recruiting a dream, says Atwood. The talent pool basically went from Philly to the entire United States. They've hired eight people during the pandemic from all over, and they've saved a ton of money on rent and utilities. But
none of us have met each other in the same physical space. Only the founder and two of the employees that helped grow the company to this stage have actually met each other in person.
This is where some CEOs start to get a little worried about ditching the office.
What is it in your culture as a company that gets lost when you bring on a bunch of new people during a time like COVID?
Adeen Mayer is president of Code Green Solutions, a sustainability consulting firm based in New York. Mayer's company is going to have an office, 20% smaller, and not everyone will be there all the time, but an office they will have. He worries company culture suffers when everyone's remote.
You really felt the power of that culture when you were in person. And now that you've sort of lost some of that magic, I don't think that everybody can work from home all the time.
That magic is invisible, but it's very real. Bradford Bell is professor of strategic human resources at Cornell. He studied remote work for a long time.
Company culture is, you know, really about the connection that employees have, number one, to a company.
As in, why work at this company as opposed to another?
I also think, you know, company culture is really important for signaling what companies value.
Are we an innovation company? Are we a traditional company? What is the point of this company? It can also be something like, how is disagreement handled here? How are ideas challenged? But none of this stuff is really transmitted through the employee handbook. It's transmitted through relationships.
Maintaining relationships with coworkers, that really becomes a challenge for employees when they're working remotely.
Another challenge with remote work is in terms of career development. Bell says it can be easy for employees to fall out of sight and out of mind.
Getting promotions, getting certain types of job assignment.
Julie Atwood at Hand in Hand Soap, the company that went totally remote, says there actually will be occasional special events to bring people together physically. But she says her company has something that gives it an edge when it comes to remote work.
The mission and the purpose and the values of the company.
The mission of the company is to provide soap-based products to children in Haiti and elsewhere in the developing world to prevent illness and death. So with a purpose like that, people want to connect from the get-go. Beyond that, Atwood says she puts a lot of effort into scheduling relationship-building time.
We meet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning for one half hour as a team. I make sure that we keep the personal touch, the celebrating birthdays. And it's almost become an advantage because I think there's more intention.
Intention is critical, according to Jennifer Howard Granville, professor of organizational studies at Cambridge University's Business School.
Culture isn't just inertial. It doesn't come for free. You have to keep feeding it.
She says whatever a company's culture was before the pandemic, it has almost certainly changed in some way.
One of the things that we need to recognize is that actually cultures are always dynamic. They're evolving.
So as much as companies are worrying about the space people are going to work in, office, remote, hybrid, they need to think just as hard about the culture they're going to work in from anywhere. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshore for Marketplace.